to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
All right, cool. Welcome back, everybody, to the Clean Slate Podcast. I am a host with other host Carson Phillips.
Hello.
Guys, we have another... this isn't a movie. This is a show that Carson wanted to watch.
Series.
But it's pretty much the, oh my God.
The length of a movie?
I did not realize that Elijah Wood is the star in this.
Yeah, and Christopher Lloyd's in it.
What? Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Wow. Okay. That definitely helps. You could have told me that.
Yeah. This is a good show.
Okay, cool. Let me read the logline for this real quick. Two brothers find themselves lost in a mysterious land and try to find their way home. Yeah, simple enough.
Yeah. And this is from the creator of Flapjack and Adventure Time, if you've seen those.
Yeah, I was going to say, the animation looks exactly like Adventure Time.
Yeah, very similar art style. It was pretty much all done in Burbank and some in South Korea. Ooh. As far as the animation
Shout
goes.
Shout out to Burbank.
This is a Cartoon Network original. It was originally on HBO Max. You guys can watch it on Hulu if that's your kind of thing. It's no longer on HBO Max, but it's on Hulu. Yeah, Christopher Lloyd, Tim Curry's in it. There's a bunch of people that show up that are pretty fun.
Okay, cool.
Obviously, Elijah Wood.
Do you want to give like a brief kind of rundown? I don't know if we want to explain every single episode.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of weird to talk about. So there's about 10 or so episodes at like 11 minutes each, roughly. It follows these two brothers, Wirt and Greg, and as Daniel said, they are lost, and along the way they come across these different characters. They meet like a talking bluebird, a scary woodsman, and they're just trying to get home. You don't really find out how they got lost or what's really happening until the end. We probably shouldn't spoil that, but there's some interesting things going on, I guess, as far as like why they're lost and what that really means. I could see people on YouTube writing essays about what they think this is actually about. So it's one of those where it's kind of odd towards the end, but
yeah.
So it's just, they're trying to get home. Each episode they have a different adventure. Like one time, I'll just give an example of one of their adventures, is they come into a town and it's ran by pumpkin people, and there's something wrong with these pumpkin people, and it kind of gets a little spooky for a little bit, but that's like an example of an adventure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's talk about likes and dislikes.
Let's hear them.
So for my likes, I'm going to say I really kind of enjoy the, not camaraderie, but like the...
like banter?
Yeah, the banter between everything. Like even the bird is funny, the blue jay bird, she's kind of funny. And then it's really kind of like one of my favorite styles of movie is like the traveling kind of movie. So like, what is
like
it called?
Like a buddy film.
Yeah, like We're the Millers. Yeah, kind of stuff like that. Those are always fun to me. So this does feel like this. The
That's
animation
a good way to
is
pitch this actually.
Yeah, the animation is great. It's really like kind of different. It's not necessarily, it doesn't feel kid like, but it is definitely geared for kids to like kind of enjoy. There are some things though that are very,
it's a little dark.
Yeah, that's very dark, which I would not let my kid watch it. But Cartoon Network always kind of pulls that. Like they do a lot
they
of
try
things.
To throw in something a little spooky. Like,
yeah.
Remember Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Like, that show's horrifying, but like.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, at least. But when you look back at now, you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. But
I know. I kind of want to watch that.
It's scary.
Well,
maybe for the finale.
So my only dislikes, and this isn't necessarily specifically with this show, it's with this style, is it kind of has like a Mandalorian thing to me. The only reason why I think this is better, not better than the Mandalorian, but like I could deal with it more, is because these episodes are only like 11 minutes long. Was there's like an overarching plot, but then there's like these tiny little mini plots of things that they have to do in order to get to their overarching plot. And it's just like, to me, like, that feels
there's
like
a main plot and a bunch of one-off episodes.
Yeah, almost. Pretty much. And I don't really like things like that, because to me, it just drags on with the plot. Like, if you had a strong enough plot, you could deal with the plot the entire time. I don't know. That's just my opinion. It doesn't necessarily have to do with this show, but that's kind of where I fall on it. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I feel like it had some really good deep ways to think about this film, and I mean this show, and yeah, it was easy to watch, to be honest. Like, it was easy to binge in an hour and a half.
I see why you have that reservation against that kind of setup, because that can get old really fast. I think for this show, because it's a mini series, it kind of works, because there's no more seasons. Like, this is it. It's
yeah, because you are exploring like their world too, so it kind of works.
Yeah. And that's it. Then it's over. So it's kind of nice. But yeah, honestly, this is only my second time watching this. I rewatched it with Alyssa because I thought she'd like it.
Yeah.
And I just think the animation is like equal parts creepy and charming at the same time, which is kind of fun. I think the characters are done really, like, they're consistent characters, which is hard to do, surprisingly. But like those two brothers are, you can see their growth throughout, but they're still the same person. Like, it's not like they have a complete flip where they're no longer the same person by the end of the story. And I just think this whole show really does the fall Halloween vibes really well. Like, this is a good seasonal watch, because you have, that's literally the whole thing. Like, if it just feels Halloween.
Yeah, it does. Especially with the pumpkins.
Leaves. The coloring of everything. Yeah, it's like in fall. Well,
one of the nights, doesn't it take place on Halloween night?
Yeah, it does.
That's actually probably one of my favorite episodes / things that they did, is they go back to tell you how it all kind of started.
What happened.
Yeah, which was really
I really like that.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting us to get that. I was only expecting it through dialogue.
It's kind of unexpected.
Yeah. Okay, did you say dislikes?
My only dislikes is I feel like they could have shown us more of what happened before and a little bit more towards the end, just to wrap up some loose ends, because I feel like it doesn't quite tie together the way it should at the very, very end.
Okay.
Like, just a few more details. Obviously, you want to leave a certain amount of mystery, but I think a few more details would have really made it perfect for me.
Yeah.
I just want to say the frog is the best character.
The frog Mr. is President, played you know? By Jack Jones.
I'm just gonna say, just be ready for the part where the frog sings, because that's exciting. That's like the best part in the whole show.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, do you have any other final thoughts?
No, just like, there's no gore in this.
It's all relatively
no
safe.
Swearing, no sexual content.
Yeah,
it's pretty tame. I mean, it's spooky for sure, so if your kids are sensitive to that, maybe you should give it like a little pre-watch or something to see if your kid's okay with it.
Yeah.
Because I think it could go either way. It really just depends on the kid. But overall, this is probably the most appropriate thing we've watched, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah, probably.
Maybe Corpse Bride. I feel like this is more appropriate for some reason.
Yeah. So, okay, cool, guys. Then that's going to do it for Over the Garden Wall. This is also on Hulu. You can go check it out. I think we already said that. Tomorrow we have another throwback for Carson and my childhood, something that really kind of like, we love Shia LaBeouf. We loved Shia LaBeouf. Let me say that, just in case we get any people in here. So this movie is Alfred Hitchcock's Disturbia. It's not actually Alfred Hitchcock, but it is.
What? You just confused me so hard.
I know. This is heavily based off of Rear Window, and
that's true. It's almost a remake.
Literally almost a remake, yeah. So, okay, guys, we'll be talking about the famous Disturbia tomorrow to keep moving along on our 31 Days of Halloween. Guys, stick around. Go share our podcast. And if you guys are wearing your Clean Slate Podcast shirt, send us pictures of you wearing it. We want to get the word out there. And, yeah, wear it around town. Tell how everybody how much you
pants
love
pants are optional.
Yes,
shirts
pants
are.
Okay. Don't. Okay. All right, guys. We'll see
I'm
you tomorrow.
I'm kidding. That's a clean slate.